Winter brings an increased risk of falling. Every year, nearly one of three people 65 and older take a spill. About 300,000 will break a hip. And it's not all due to snow and ice. Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, is here with some tips for preventing hip fractures. Aside from the pain, how dangerous and costly is a broken hip?
So a broken hip is actually a really big deal. And Medicare in 2015 paid more than $31 billion for falls, and many of those were hip fractures. And more than 800,000 people, 65 and older, were hospitalized for a broken hip, a head injury, or something else from falling. And the average cost for a broken hip is $56,000 in the U.S. And what's really also disturbing is that when you break a hip and you're older, it can lead to kind of a downward spiral. So might mean that, you know, you get diminished mobility, that you're in a rehab center or maybe even a nursing home. And the whole thing just kind of goes in a direction that we'd all wish would not happen.
So how can folks reduce the risk of falling without, you know, just having to stay inside?
Right. And nobody wants to be a recluse, right? And particularly during the winter. So obviously on super icy days, you know, you want to be cautious. But there are so many things that you can do to help reduce the risk. And this involves both exercise and diet. So there's one thing that you can do, first of all, to find out if you are at risk. And there are three questions that you can ask. And one of them is, have you ever fallen in the past year? The second is, do you feel unsteady when you're standing or walking? And the third is, do you ever just worry about falling? So these three questions, which the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has established, are really great questions for someone who's older to ask themselves or their loved one or, you know, a relative and older relatives, just to see if you're at increased risk.
And I guess it's something you want to be talking about with your doctor, too.
It is.
On a regular basis.
You definitely do. So you should talk to your doctor and pharmacist. If you find you can answer yes to those questions, you want to ask to be evaluated by your healthcare professional. You might want to look at your vision. Is there anything with your eyesight that might be contributing? Do you take medications that might cause dizziness or for you to be sleepy? Could you switch to another medication that would help you? And you might want to ask about taking vitamin D supplements, which can help to strengthen bones. You also want to just, it's common sense, look around your house. And particularly, you know, during holidays or family gatherings, when you may be in a place that you're not usually in, that there might be toys around or there might be a dog that is jumping or something that could help contribute to your falling. So you just really want to think about that. And then we all have to kind of say, hey, maybe I'm feeling unsteady or it's slippery. Maybe you just need an arm or a walking stick or, you know, it doesn't have to be a cane, but maybe you just need a little extra help to make sure that you don't fall.
Is there anything you can eat, any foods that can help cut your risk?
There are some really great foods that can help cut your risk, and I love this part of it. So I searched the literature at the National Library of Medicine, and I found that the Mediterranean diet, which is such a delicious way to eat, is linked to a 7% lower risk of hip fractures. And so for those who aren't familiar, the Mediterranean diet is one that's rich in fruit and vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, and healthy fat and oils like olive oil. So it's a really pleasurable way to eat.
Yeah.
And the fact that it helps protect against hip fractures is a really great thing. Drinking tea also appears to be very protective. So there was a study of more than 200,000 people, including 10,000 who had hip fractures. Now, this is an association study. It's not a cause and effect, but they still found that 1 to 4 cups per day of tea lowered the risk of hip fractures compared to those who didn't drink tea. They also found that coffee had no effect. And the other foods that seem to be linked to a lower risk are legumes, so those are beans and lentils, and then high vegetable consumption. High meat consumption, on the other hand, seems to raise the risk of hip fractures, and so does high alcohol consumption. So there are absolutely things that you can do to help reduce your risk.
I would think strength and balance exercising is important.
It's really important. And so weight training, especially for your legs, is a really good thing to do. And there's a simple exercise where you sit on the edge of your chair, you cross your arms in front of your chest, and you just stand up. And then you sit down and you stand up and you try not to touch the chair. And that's one way to strengthen all the muscles that help you to stand. Tai Chi, that ancient martial art where you see all those older people in China in parks doing that. That's great for balance. So that's a really good thing. And, you know, just staying active is just a really good way to make sure that you're, again, keeping your balance going and your muscles toned, et cetera. And there are also some great resources that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have set up. So there's a program called STEADY, and you can find that. We'll have that on the WTOP website. And it has tips for older people, for caregivers, and for family members, and is really great for helping people avoid falls.